Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Yehoshua Daniel Ben Frida Simcha. Vibracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav for he and his whole family. And we're going to be learning in Yanei Tshuva, very, very big yisod is going to emerge from this shir. Very, very exciting. Ha'idosi b'chem ha'yom es ha'shamayim v'sa'aretz ha'chaim v'ha'movis. Nasati lefonecho habrocha ve'aklola uvacharta v'chaim lamantichi atav zarecho. I'm testifying before you today, the heavens and the earth, life and death I've placed before you, the blessing and the curse. You should choose life in order that you should live, you and your seed. Rashi writes, uvacharta v'chaim ani mora lechem shetivchu b'chelek ha'chaim. I am teaching you that you should choose your portion in life, like a man who says to his son, choose a good portion in my inheritance, and he tells him what the good portion is. He said, choose this. Rashi continues, you can see there. So we see this inyan of choosing life. God's telling us to choose the right, make the right choices. We also have Pasuk Tesvav, Reinasati l'fenechayom v'sachayim v'satov v'samoz v'sara. It says, v'bacharta v'chayim. So you have to understand, what's this inyan of Bechira, v'tov, v'schayim, and the opposite is Bechira sara, v'schas v'shalom mavis. In the Torah there are a lot of mitzvahs, the Ramach mitzvahs esei, Shasam mitzvahs los esei, Samar mor chamer, Samar mor kal. And we don't know matan scharet shal mitzvahs. And therefore you should run after all types of mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has its char, every avera has its onesh. So what's this inyan klali of bechira betov and bechira bera? There are averas that if you choose to do them, they're not going to be death. Achai misa for every avera. What's this inyan of choosing life and choosing death? Tell us, keep this mitzvah, keep that mitzvah. But it seems like there's this general inyan here of choosing life against choosing death. So it would appear, says the Sefer Or Avram, Parashas Nitzavim, page Shin Yud, that we can explain this based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Paragimah Halacha Aleph, Kol Echad Vechad Mibnei Adam Yesh Lo Schuyos Vavonos, Misha Schuyos Viseres Al Avonos of Tzadik, Misha Avonos Viseres Al Schuyos of Rosha, Mechza Al Mechza Beinani. Everybody has merits and sins. If your merits are greater than your sins, you're a tzaddik. Your sins are greater than your merits, a rasha. And half and half is a beinoni. And then the Rambam continues, a person who has more avonos than schuyos, miyadu meis berisho, ayin sham. So we have to understand the sinyan of rov zechuyos, rov avonos. What does that have to do with schar avonish? Every mitzvah has a schar and every avera has its onesh. Everybody's getting what they deserve. So, even if your person has more averis than he does, he has more avonis than he does schuyos, he's still going to get schar for the schuyos, and even somebody who has more schuyos, they're going to get punished for his averis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a veteran. So, what's this inyan of tzaddik in Russia? In Nida, that it says you have more, you're a tzaddik, you have more averis, a person has more averis, he's a rasha. What's going on? Mesechas Nida, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we learn famous drasha of Simlai, that we're mashbia, we make the fetus swear, be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. So what's this inyan of a chiv and a shvua, to be a tzaddik, not to be a rasha? It say keep these mitzvahs, keep the mitzvahs, don't do the averis. What's this inyan klali of tzaddik rasha? The Heilige Balatanya is mitzayin on this Gemara and Nida, the Gemara in Brachas, Samach Aleph on the base, that tzaddikim yetzer tov shoftim shenemra v'libi chol v'kirbi rasham yetzer har shoftim shenemra nun pasha pesha la rasha kerv libi ein pachad alakim l'neged einov beinonim zev zeh shoftim. So you have the tzaddikim, the Yetzer Hara is judging them, the Rishayim, the Yetzer Tov, the tzaddikim, the Yetzer Tov is judging them, the Rishayim, the Yetzer Hara is judging them. Beinonim have both. So says the Baal HaTanya that it would seem from here, that's what he's trying to tell us, when he is mitzayin his Gemara, and the Gemara Nida, he says, look in the Gemara in Brachas, so he's telling us that the Shem Tzadik in Russia is not established based on any specific maisa that you do, for better or for worse. Rather, we're talking about the Kviyus Mahusa Adam. What are you? What's the dominant feature in this person? Is it good or bad? Is it Ra or Tov? So therefore, in the Gemara that asks, that says, they make a Shavua, the Yitzadik, don't be a Rasha, he says that your Yitzahara should judge you. Now your Yitzatov should judge you, not your Yitzahara. Meaning that the dominant trait should be good and not evil. And that is established by what a person, by a person's, by a person's attitude. What's his attitude? His attitude that good is going to dominate in his life, or Ra? Everybody deep down wants to be good. Some people do say, I'd rather have a good time than be good. Somebody once told me that straight out. He said, I know there's good and I know there's evil, but I want to have a good time, so don't bother me. Beautiful. Very, very, very touching. So, I don't like talking about Nigia with young people because it's a very, very touchy subject. In any event, the Omek HaPshad in the Gemara Nida then is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashbiya you, and he's saying in general, the dominant trait should be that you are doing acts of good. And that's the Bachar Ta Bachayim. Not saying do a specific act of goodness, just that in general, like Rabbeinu Yonah talks about the Maila Sabachir of a person, not talking about specific deeds, just this Maila that a person can choose good. I want to live a life of Chaim. I want to live a life of Chaim. I want to live a life of good, of Tzidkus. So that means that your dominant trait, if that's the decision you made and it's for real, that puts you in the category of a Tzaddik. They're mashbir you in your mother's womb, that those are the choices you're going to make. And that's exactly what the Rambam means when he talks about how having more zechuyos makes you a Tzaddik. And the Rambam says, how do you weigh it? So it's not qualitative, it's not quantitative, excuse me, but it's qualitative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, sometimes one mitzvah is worth many averis, sometimes one averis is worth many mitzvahs. We don't really know how much each is worth, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, the Rambam says. So the idea is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what makes good the dominant trait in you. So if you have a good midah, let's say a person is a huge Baal Chesed, so it could be that midah of doing chesed, even though he has a lot more averis on his cheshbon, but it could be that that's greater than all of the averis. So his dominant trait is his good. That could very well be. So he's choosing life. So we don't really know. We can look at somebody, and we don't know how he's being judged in Shemayim. What's his dominant trait? And it's not a numbers game. How many minutes a day he spends doing mitzvahs, how many minutes a day he spends doing averis, but it's about what his dominant trait is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that. Sometimes one mitzvah is so powerful it's going to be worth more than a lot of averis, and sometimes one averis is more powerful, it's worth more than a lot of mitzvahs. But our job is to make our dominant trait a trait of goodness. Now that's not noget a schar v'onesh. Schar v'onesh, a person's going to get for every mitzvah schar, for every avera onesh. We're talking here about this general choice of life or death. And the Rambam says that a person who's a Rasha is Nechtam Lamavis, whether it means in this world, in the next world, and other factors. Now, that's not the subject of this shiur, that's worth many other shiur. But the idea is that a person has to put himself in the category of tzaddik, somebody who chooses life, making the dominant trait goodness. And that also beautifully explains the Rambam there in Halacha Gimel. Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel. After the Rambam talks about this whole thing of how we have Schuyos and Avonos, and if your Schuyos are Yiseros, you're a Tzaddik, and your Avonos are, a person's Avonos are Yiseros, he's a Rasha, then the Rambam tells us what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that if a person regrets his mitzvahs, and he says, it was such a waste, he loses them all. Because v'tzidkas ha-tzadik lo tatzilenu biyom risha. And then the Rambam goes back and he continues talking about this idea of being a tzaddik and being a rasha, just like they weigh a person's zchuyos and avonos b'shas misaso. So to every year they weigh it. Somebody who's a tzaddik is nechtam l'chaim, a rasha is nechtam l'misa, beinoni is nitl til yom kippur. So what's this whole inyan of nicham ala mitzvahs doing here? A person regretting his mitzvahs. It's a different parasha. There's one parasha where you a tzaddik or you a rasha, and then there's another parasha of a person regretting his mitzvahs, saying chaval that I did them. It was such a waste. Instead of learning a tosis, I should have been on what's up. Let's say a person says that, Rachmana Litzlan. So that's very important to know, but that's not the topic here. The Rambam talks about being a tzaddik, not being a rasha. Then he forgets where he was, Kilo, and he starts talking about regretting. Don't regret your mitzvahs, you lose them all. And then he goes back to talk about, God's going to decide whether you're a tzaddik or a rasha. We felt around the inyan. How did this inyan of nichem ala mitzvahs fall in here? So the answer is, based on our yisod, very, very gishmak. That really there are two inyanim in Chovos Kiyum HaMitzvos. One is every mitzvah b'frat, and the other is your general record. Shem Tzadik and Shem Rasha. So it seems, we could say a davar chadash, that when a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, even if he regrets it, he never loses it. He doesn't lose it. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeh Escha Kol Birya. But if he regrets a mitzvah, what he loses in this shikol, now his dominant trait is not going to be, this mitzvah is not going to be included anymore in the cheshbon of what his dominant trait is. Tov or rat, tzaddik or rasha. And that's why it's so gishmak, the Rambam brings the pasuk of tzidkas tzaddik, lo tatzilenu biyom risha. We're talking here about his shame tzaddik, that he loses. So the mischar and the mitzvahs he doesn't lose, but the shame tzaddik he loses. That incidentally also would answer gishmak, the kasha of Rav Chanan that he asks in the Likutei, in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, famous kasha that the Mesil Sisharim says that Hashem erasing your averis is a chesed. How can you fix the past? So, Bazoi, the kasha is, then how does Hashem erase your mitzvahs? The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Mem, the Rambam paskins that if you regret your mitzvahs, you lose them. So the whole idea of regretting your averis is special chesed, because you can't erase the past. And how does regretting your mitzvahs make you lose your mitzvahs? There's no chesed. So based on this, it's gevaldik. You're not losing your mitzvahs. Your mitzvahs stay with you. You get the schar and all the mitzvahs. But the question is now, we're looking at you now, what's your shame? You have a shame tzaddik or a shame rasha? So if a person regrets his mitzvahs, now, biyom risho, when he's tov, mischar et al rishonos, he's losing his shame tzaddik. So the past is taka not going to be erased. But at this moment now, since he regretted it, so then now he's the mitzvahs aren't erased, but now you can't say that he's ashamed he's a tzaddik anymore. He doesn't believe in his mitzvahs. So he loses his shame tzaddik. And we can also answer gishmak, says the Avram, the kash of the everybody asks, Minchas Chinuch, everybody talks about, person's Mekadesh and Isham, and Ashenit Tzadik, even if he's a Rasha Gomor, she's Mekudeshes, maybe he was Mahara Tshuva Bedaito. Even the guy's mamish 2 minutes ago, he's Mechal Shabbos, he's Mekadesh woman, Ashenit Tzadik, she's Mekudeshes Mesafik, maybe he's Mahara Tshuva. Where's the Vidui? Where's the Vidui? Part of Tshuva's Vidui. So based on what we said, it's terrific. Vidui erases averus, but here we're not talking about erasing averus. You have to do a proper tshuva to erase averus. But here we're talking about a shem tzaddik. If he was mahara tshuva b'leiv, so now we can have a shem tzaddik. So for the chiddush of tshuva, you taka need vidui peh. But to have a shem tzaddik, It's enough if you just have a machshava. The machshava alone gives you a shame tzaddik. So therefore, you don't need to do vidui. We're talking about what's dominant. So if a person has a hirat tshuva, so in a chinami, he didn't properly erase the past, but in the present, now he is a shame tzaddik. He didn't say to Arei Mekudeshesli, Amanash Enli Averis. He said, Arei Mekudeshesli, Amanash Enli Tzadik. Now he's Taka Tzadik, Yetzahara Shofta. And we can also understand, based on this, the Gemara, the Rambam, who continues weiter, Halacha Dalit. Even though Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosev, there's a remez, Uri Yishen Mishinaschem, V'nerdam V'kitzu M'tadei Maschem, V'chipsu B'maaseichem, V'chizur B'tshuv, V'zichu B'rachem, Eila Shochem Se'emes B'hev Le'azman, V'shegim Kol Shnosem Hel V'arik, She'lo Yol V'lo Yatzil, Habitu L'naf She'seichem, Metivu Darchecho Ma'alechem, V'yazul Kol Echem Mikem Darko Haro, Mechshavto, Asher Lo Toivo, L'fikach Tzarech, Kol Odom, Shira Atzmo Kol Hashana Kula Kilo Chetzio Zaka V'Chetzio Chayev. He says, even though it's a shofar's Gzeres HaKosev, there's a remez. Wake up from your sleep. Search your deeds. Remember your Creator, those who forget the truth. And the Havle Hazman, the nonsense of time, emptiness. And they spend all their years in vanity and emptiness. Doesn't help. Doesn't save. Wake up. And therefore a person has to see the whole year as if it's 50-50 into a tshuva. So the Fipshuto, the Makor of the Gemara, the Makor of the Rambam is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Lamatokin Barosh Hashanah, Lamatokin, Rachman Amar Tikul. Do Tkiyas, because God says do Tkiyas. And the Gemara says, Lam Meirin, Lam, we do, why do we truas? The Gemara says, because the Torah says, Zichron Trua. So the Gemara says, no, the question was, Lama Tokenu Meirim Kshen Yoshim Tokenu Kshen Omdim. Why do we do it twice? Both sitting and then standing. The Gemara says, K'dei La'arbev is a sultan. Look what Tosfos says. Melechor, the Rambam is going in the Mahalach of the Meiri. That La'arbev is a sultan is La'achniya Tayetzer. Because the Satan's the Yetzirah is the Malach HaMavis. And what this means is, it's like the Gemara says earlier, that the Inyan of Tkiyas is Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. What's the Inyan of Tam Lichuni? We make a Kaddish Baruch Hu Melech over us, so then the good side of us is dominant. We're not going to be Meshuvah to the Yetzirah anymore. That's what the Rambam means, that it's true that Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is Gzeres HaKosov. Kaddish Baruch Hu says Tikku Ve'riyu. But there's also a remez. A remez is that a person should be a kabel amachus shemayim. He shouldn't be meshuvah to his yetzer anymore. All the tanugos of olam hazeh hevel avolam matzus hayetzer. And he brings the pasuk, Yazov Rosh Hadarko v'yishoven machshavosov. He's not talking here about any specific averis. He's talking about a derech machshava. He's talking about an approach to life. He's talking about an attitude. He's talking about a shkafas olam, a veltenshung, of ra. Could be there's even two inyanim here. Yazov Rosh Hadarko v'yishoven machshavoso. That's the bechira haklolis betov. That you should allow the good to be dominant. You should have a shem tzaddik. And there's another chiyuv, Yashov El Hashem V'Yirachameu V'Elokeinu Yekiyar V'Lislach. That's tshuva on specific averus. So we have Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Very, very beautiful mahalach here in the Rambam, Perakim Olof Hilchos Tshuva. It shows us that our job in this world is not just to do specific mitzvahs and to avoid specific averos, but just our general attitude in life should be an attitude of tov, that's the union here. The Rambam writes, "V'yazov kol echad meim darko haroa, u'machshavto asher lo tova." It's the yazov rosh darko, and then machshavto asher lo tova. That's the ish aven machshavosov. So that's the Rambam mimerames to this pasuk, and then it ends off here, like we said, "V'yashov al Hashem v'irachameu v'elokenu kiyar b'lisloach." Those are on specific averis. So a person has to really decide, "I'm just going to be good. I'm going to be good. I'm going to follow tov." And we don't know. Sometimes a person has certain averis that he does. We don't know how much they're worth. It could be they're worth more than all the mitzvahs. A person has certain mitzvahs, they could be worth more than all the averis. So the best thing is mamish to be safe, to get a shem tzaddik, to go for all the good stuff. And as far as the specific mitzvahs and averis, there's a din v'cheshbon in every single one. That's pashut. We should all be zocher mitzvah to be written in the sifron shel tzaddikim and be sealed in the book of life. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.